All right, this is Connections Over Coffee. I've already had way too much coffee this morning. I'm now on my bubbly water, my fizzy water. I'm trying to get off, well, I'm not trying to get off of sodas. I tried a year or so ago to get off of sodas, and I'm now totally off of sodas. And I've been so for a good year or more. But I've discovered that the bubbly water makes me feel like I'm drinking a soda, and it's no calories, and it's just fizzy water. It's just sparkling water. So that's my little hack for today if you're trying to get off of sodas and sugars and all that good stuff. So oh, Debbie's back on again. Debbie, I'm gonna click through to promote you up here. So then yeah, she'll be rejoining. Okay, so there's nine of us on today. So we everybody shows now on the screen. And Christy and Sherry have declined to actually come up. So anyway, if any of you feel more comfortable turning your videos off, please feel free to do that. I'm good at talking to your beautiful pictures, but I like it when you're on so I can see you. Anyway, I've have a busy week coming up. I'm headed out to Florida, to South Florida for my second book launch this week. And so I'm pedaling a little fast. For those of you that are, and I have several on here that are staff writers on our magazine, Katie and I got behind because the dumbest thing that I did was I made the book launch the same weekend as tax weekend, and I have 28 rental properties, and so I was up to my eyeballs in doing taxes, and of course then I ended up with two empties. Carmelo will get this. Anybody that's got rental property ended up with two empties and two flips. So I ran an ad for this one rental property to see if I could just, see what the interest is out there. I had 5,435 people clicked on that ad in 14 days. So all of a sudden, I'm kind of like, okay, I need to regroup. This is like way too crazy. And so we're still working on the magazine. It's almost ready to launch. We've got everything edited. Katie and I have been putting the articles up, in the order that they're going. And out of 11 staff writers, I only have four more to go to get it uploaded. So Katie and I have been working on that in around all this other craziness. So that's kind of what I'm doing. So I'd like to go around and everybody share a little bit about what they're doing. But before we do that, I'm going to put in the chat for those of you that don't know, I have a platform on Teachable where I teach, I coach, I do all of that, but all of our replays are there and anyone can go there. It's at kathybenner.com and anyone can go there. And number one, you can see all of the replays if you want to, tap into any of these phone calls. But number two, there's a roster of everybody that wants to be on the roster. So if anybody's on today and you want to be in the roster to make connections, because this is all about, having connections, networking and connecting. And so any of you that want to be on that roster, just put your information in the chat. But make sure it says to everyone if you're going to type it in there, because if you don't, it doesn't show up later on in my chat collection for me to put you in the roster. So it has to say to everyone so that I can actually see it later. I think I have most of you on except maybe Kelly. I think everyone else has been on before, and so I do have you in the roster already. But there is a roster of everyone there if you want to just get to know everybody. So I love that. Anyway, let's start with Ruth because Ruth was the first one on today. Ruth didn't know she was going to be on the hot seat. Ruth, tell us a little bit the group on where you're coming to us from and what's on your agenda for this week. What do you have going on?
Okay, I come from Kansas, Lawrence, Kansas, except we live outside on a little lake. So I'm probably one of the outliers that aren't from Ohio, even though my mom was grew up in northwestern Ohio and I have cousins that are in the Columbus area yet. And so actually we're coming back this summer for a reunion in the
Ah.
middle of the summer. But and what have I got going on this week? Well, first of all, I'm going to say, well, this week I'm starting a new free mastermind, and it's on planting seeds for transformational change through the five principles of thriving relationships. So if you're interested in that, let me know and I'll get you the link. But we do the first one this week, and we'll do one a week for 5 weeks. This week, we're going to focus on how important it is that you genuinely love yourself, that you value yourself, because it sets the foundation of everything else that's going on. Now, not this week, but we've been doing a book club too, an online book club, and we're just getting to finish Atomic Habits. We have one coming up May 7th. So if that is of interest to anybody, let me know on that. And then the 1st of June, we're going to start our new book. And it's going to be Love Yourself Like Your Life Depends on It.
I love that. I actually bought that book once
I know you
you
did.
and I had the chat about it. And it, yes, it and as forward thinking as I am, I still had a lot of aha moments in that reading that one.
I agree. It's not a book that I would have picked up without it being recommended to me, but there are definitely aha moments that were for me on that book too. So we'll be doing that over the summer. I think we're going to do 6 weeks on that. I've already looked at it and said, this is how we're going to do this book. So those are the two big things that I've got going on. We're coming off, my husband and I are coming off a week of helping our kids get their house ready to sell. So I realized today that I was physically tired, mentally tired, the whole thing. So that's me in a nutshell for this week.
Ruth, thank you so much for sharing. Now, again, I mentioned just a moment ago that we do have a magazine. It's called Freestyle Living, and Ruth is one of our staff writers. And we feature different staff writers each month. And I featured Linda in the past. I featured Carmela in the past. And so Ruth, you are a featured article
Oh, thank you.
in this one. And it just goes hand in hand with what you're talking about that's coming up. Your article is just a perfect segue right into what you have coming. And so again, we're working on the magazine to get it published, but I want to get it live before I leave town this week to go to South Florida for my book launch. I want to get the magazine live. And so hopefully you'll be able to use that link maybe in some of your marketing.
Okay.
Yeah, that you're a featured writer, staff writer in the magazine. So yeah, so thanks for sharing. Let's go to Carmela. Carmela, how about you? What do you have going on? I know you shared a little bit at the very beginning before we started recording.
This month has been very busy. As I said, I was rushing to hop on because I was at the ER. Last weekend, I went with a friend to North Carolina. She's on a walker, but usually I just noticed she needed help being picked up off and getting on her walker from what's sitting down. Well, she needed help getting in the shower, everything. And I pulled a muscle in my back. And 4 years ago, I broke my coccyx. So I kind of like, it's been uncomfortable. So I'm kind of drugged up right now. So if I'm talking fast, that's why.
So
Okay.
you're having a lot of fun today because you're
I
not feeling any pain.
am. No pain. And as I said, I just, came back from North Carolina. I was originally going to leave Thursday and go to Florida because my aunt passed away. And it was too much because I'm leaving Wednesday to go to Maryland for until the end of the month. So I've just been traveling and it's just been a lot. I'm trying to get things settled in the office and things filed for Farley before I leave and taking care of a few things. I think I have my mom set up, so it's just been crazy. Farley had asked me about, he goes, so have you looked at your article yet? Is it in it? And I'm like, you know what? I don't know. I haven't checked anything. I go, I have not been on my computer all weekend. So I'm trying to recoup. My suitcase never got put away. So I just took out things and flip-flopped. So
My suitcase never gets put away because we travel every 6 weeks.
rarely does. So it's that time. And then we have a graduation coming up. The first week in May for like my nephew. And then I'm co-hosting because it was my idea to throw a 80th birthday party for my best friend's mom. So, and then somehow I got nominated to do like the balloon arch. I don't like balloons. because they bust. So I'm like, oh yeah, me, the one that's fearful. So the next probably 4 weeks, it's going to be back-to-back things. And then I have some oil classes coming up. And actually, after our Zoom here, I have another Zoom for my doTERRA. So I'm staying busy.
Yes. Now, for those of you, again, the magazine's on my mind this week because that's my big goal is to get that launched, get it actually live before I leave town. Carmela is also a staff writer. We featured her last month or last quarter in the magazine, and her tagline is a life of service. And so, as you can see, she's all about serving, all about with her church, and they call her the church mom. All the teenage girls flock to her for advice, and she never says no. And so anyway, yeah, it she's very connected and very service oriented. So Carmela, I don't know how you do it all. I really don't, but
Well, I
kudos
have
to
a
you.
little, I have something to make you guys chuckle. My one girlfriend who works next door, she's like, you need to learn to say no. So today, joking, I sent her a text and I go, you know, like when you watch Sesame Street, there was like the word of the day or whatever. I go, Carmela's word for today is no, in quotes. Probably not, but we're going to work on it.
I get it. I get it. Oh, well, listen, take care of yourself. I tell you, that's terrible when your back hurts. You just, yeah, you can't even function. So yeah, I get that. So anyhow, thanks to Carmela and Ruth for sharing. Who wants to share next? So I don't put anybody on the hot seat. Anybody want to share next? Debbie.
I'm a little slow on the button. Hi, everybody. I hope everybody had a great weekend. I am getting a little more involved with church. We have things coming up for actually scheduled for the rest of the year. I've been helping my husband since last Tuesday when my truck decided to get stuck in four-wheel drive, and I can't go anywhere until it gets fixed. So I'm just kind of been at home getting things kind of caught up, talking to my friend who's in rehab. And I don't know if I mentioned this, but on March 16th, she had gone outside to the edge of her driveway to get her mail, but she saw a lady walking with a dog in a carriage and she stayed back. So as they had passed, she went down to the mailbox and the dog turned around and lunged, got a hold of her, bit her thigh on her right side, threw her down to the ground. She's 71 years old. She broke this wrist, the left hand, compound fractured the right wrist with 6 hours in surgery, and she broke her left leg. And she's been in rehab ever since. So we've been trying to do a Bible study with her at the rehab place. So she's just been, she's our teacher for Bible study. And when you have to have both hands
Oh.
unusable, you know, it's not fun. And her poor husband was out of town and he came home and he's been living at the rehab place with her so he can attend to her needs and not have to, you know, nurses don't have a lot of time. So,
No. Oh
anyways.
my goodness, Debbie. That's such a horrific story. Mark and I are cyclists, and I went over the handlebars here a couple of years ago, and my daughter threatened to wrap me in bubble wraps so that I wouldn't get myself injured because she said, "I don't have time for you."
Well,
So it does, life comes at you fast. I mean, she was just getting her mail. Yeah. I mean,
that's it.
wow.
And
That's
it
a,
was a pit bull.
oh. So I,
Just grabbed her.
yeah. So now I suppose they probably went after the dog too, right? Probably.
From what I understand, they haven't done anything to the dog other than the fact that the dog has to be muzzled whenever it goes outside.
Okay. Because
And
sometimes they make them put the dog down if they've bitten someone. And I hate to see that, but I mean, you know, you can't have a dog that goes around injuring people. I mean, this is some injuries for her that she may never get back to normal.
they, according to them, with the 6-hour surgery for her right hand, her right wrist, she'll never get back the use. And she's right-handed. So that,
Oh.
she's on the computer a lot. So she's making a lot of adjustments. And so
Wow.
is Gary. And she's in a wheelchair. She has to be in a wheelchair because she can't put any weight on her left foot. And
And
it's
you know,
like,
that could be any one of us at, on any given day. I mean, you know, I
exactly.
mean, yeah, so we all just have to be very very aware and pay attention. And I know there's things today that I don't do that I wouldn't have thought twice about doing you
Before.
know, even 5, 10 years ago. And so now I'm even a little more guarded when I'm on the bike. I told Mark, I said, I really don't want to ride on the streets, or, you know, I said, I'd rather be out on a bike path where I don't have to worry about cars and extra traffic. So yeah, you just, I think as we get older, I think we make different choices for ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
So Debbie, what do you have coming up that you're doing other than just getting caught up at home? Debbie is also one of our staff writers. And Debbie, I'll give you a little heads up, you're a featured writer this month as well.
awesome. Well, I've been working on my blog page, and slowly but surely, and my second granddaughter will be graduating from college or high school, excuse me, in May, and graduation party on June 1st. And then I'm going to go back with Lori for a couple of weeks and stay in Charlotte for
Okay.
and visit with her.
Very nice. I bet the weather there is just fabulous.
Yeah, I don't know if you're familiar or if you guys remember, but she brings her camper to the driveway, and I live in it, and I love it.
So you have your own little like apartment right there.
I do, and I have all the conveniences. I don't have to worry, And so I'm looking forward to that, and I really hope that it stops raining because we haven't been able to do anything to prep outside. We have everything in the house still.
For
And the
those that
weather
don't know,
changes.
Debbie is a homesteader and she does a whole homestead blog. And so all of,
Yeah.
and her article that we're featuring, of course, in our spring edition of the magazine is all about her gardening. And so yeah, that's kind of her world there. Yeah, I love it.
Yep. And it better hurry up and stop raining because the last rainstorm we had, I think it was Thursday or Friday, because we have 13 acres that are we are rent, whatever, and then we have our own garden, was completely flooded,
Oh.
completely. So it's like it's going to take a while for that to dry out. So
Yes.
we're getting there, we're getting there, and I just hope it's not a prelude to the fact that we're going to have an extremely hot summer.
I
But
get
oh
it. I
well.
get it. And of course, you know, I've got a place in Sarasota that I'm half time there and half time here. And so now I'm as we head down there this summer, we're wondering how hot it's going to be.
Yep.
Yeah, everybody is saying this is going to be a hot one. So I don't know. We'll find out. So
That's
thank you,
good for
Debbie.
me.
Yeah. Who else wants to share? Any takers? Yeah, Kelly. Welcome, Kelly. We're glad you're here. Have you been on with
You.
us before?
I have not. No,
Okay.
I
Okay.
this was truly just a random. I decided to look through Meetup to see. It never occurred to me to look through Meetup for like networking or just
Okay.
meeting people in general. I had done some hike things through there. I live in Westerville, Ohio,
Okay.
and recently, last July, I work in healthcare. I'm a sonographer, but I've been going through all the education for trying to do kind of start my own coaching business and just trying to just get out a little bit of relying on healthcare. So
Okay.
that's kind of what got me interested in trying to network and meet more people and see. I'm sorry, did you?
You're in
I'm
the right
sorry.
place. I was going to say you're in the right
Oh,
place because one
well,
of the
good. I
other,
was looking through and I kept
yeah.
seeing all the real estate things and I thought, oh no, maybe I like got into a something because I know zero things about real estate, so there's that. But yeah, I saw the connect with coffee and just kind of the solopreneur thing, and I just wanted to see what it was all about. I like the idea of leading with service, which is kind of which is the direction I was going in, anyways. So yeah, so that's kind of what brought me to your group, and I'm excited to meet some new people and see, you know, what everybody else does and how they do it, and share, I guess, tips and tricks. I don't know. I don't, whatever it's about, I'm there. I'm there for it.
Well, I really appreciate that you're here. And several of the gals on the call are in several of my lanes. And again, one if you go to kathybinner.com, you'll see all of it there. One of the lanes is real estate, but then of course we have just how to build a better business lane. We have an authors and writers lane. There are several in this room today that are in there with me. And then of course we have the connecting and networking. And then we have a health and fitness lane. So a little bit of everything
Nice.
for everybody, just wherever you fit in. And a lot of us are in more than one of those lanes because it all fits together. It all goes together. So thank you.
Yeah,
Thank you for
yes.
sharing
Sure.
and welcome. We're glad
Sure.
you're here. And Kelly, if you want
Thank
to put
you.
your email or however we can connect with you, if you want to put that in the chat under everyone, I will include you in our roster if you'd like to be included. And
Sure,
I'm going
I'd
to
love
circle
that.
back. Debbie did not share that she also has a podcast, and so she's always looking for speakers. So Kelly, when you're ready, when you have your programs together and you want to share those, I have podcast and Debbie has a podcast. Again, Ruth's got the book club, and a lot different folks there. So, you know, if you tap in there, you'll meet different folks. Sherry, we haven't gotten around to Sherry yet. Sherry has a whole lane and podcast lane. But anyhow, we'll get around to the other gals so you get to find out what they do. Linda's got a whole program. So yeah, this will be a lot of fun.
That's amazing. Yeah,
Go
thank
ahead.
you.
All right, who else wants to share?
I can. This is Linda.
Okay. Hi, Linda.
Hi, I just got in late last night at the Pittsburgh airport from an international convention.
Where did you
And
go?
we were in Oklahoma City, so it was US based, but there were people from all over. And it's I don't know if I should say a name or not, but it's a company that I'm affiliated with that helps people gain access to top tier attorneys. And one of the great inclusions in the membership is the ability to get all of your key documents done, your will, your power of attorney, your living will. And it's such a wonderful fit with my Legacy of Love project because any of you that have attended any of my workshops or talks or anything, I usually put the fear into your belly with something that I say. And the people are like, oh my gosh, I need help. I'm naked. Somebody show me what to do. And so, and especially if money is an issue, because it's so easy to drop $600 or $800 or more to get wills done for two people. And for a lot of people, that's just a non-starter. So rolled into this membership for less than a dollar a day, I love being able to offer some kind of hope and help to people that I'm talking to with the Legacy of Love Project. So this was an important thing for me to go do.
It sounds like a great fit for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so was the weather nice? Did you have some downtime, or were you just in like conference mode the whole time?
Oh, conference mode, man. But the weather was fine. You know, we had everything from 60 to 90 degrees, depending on the day.
Okay.
But yeah, great people, great food, great dining there in Oklahoma City.
I love it. I love it. Linda, what do you have coming up? Any of your programs getting ready to launch that you could share?
Nothing right at the moment. I'm doing some exploration of offering shorter duration master classes
Okay.
for people that feel like committing to the longer course may not work either in their schedule or in their mental framing of their schedule. People that are like, I can't commit to a longer time frame. So I'm exploring offering some more focused and short duration master classes that may be a better fit for some people.
Yes. I understand that because some of my programs were too long, and if I just do a one like a couple of hour master class, I can still cover a lot of the important stuff, and then when folks see what it is, oftentimes they're ready to get more involved. Once
Yeah.
they see what it's about, then they're like, oh yeah, I do need to take that. So
Right. They
yeah.
get a taste of the value and then they understand that they want to
Yeah.
go forward. Yeah.
Well, they understand that you can't squeeze, like it's my build a better business. I couldn't squeeze all of that into a 2 hour master class. But I could squeeze in the high points, and then they go, oh yeah, I do need to go through that if that suits what they're looking for. So I like that idea, Linda. I like that a lot.
Thank you. Coming from you, that means a lot.
All right, who else wants to share?
I'll go.
Hi, Elise. It's so good to
Hey,
see you.
it is so good to see everybody. It's so nice to be on. Hey, Debbie. Yes, well, hi, my name's Elise Butler. I am a virtual assistant, and I've kind of been doing that for about 2 years now. So I'm getting into the thick of it. It's still my baby, but I'm really like loving where I'm at this space. And what's going on? Just got back from a coaching weekend. I coach volleyball and got back from that and really starting to lean into this whole spring new growth and how I can best support my business. So coming up, I'm thinking of doing something like a free 3 day, probably like 30 to 45 minute master class, just kind of going over the basics of task management and really organizing your life the way you want it. I've found that a lot of the people I've spoken with, and they're just like, task management, what is that? And I'm like, it's the way that I live my life. Like, if I don't have that set it and forget it, I'm gonna forget it. So just kind of working through a simple way to teach people that. Yeah, that's me in a nutshell.
I love it. Elise is also in our real estate lane. She is a landlord and a homeowner, and I wish I had seen that vision when I was Elise's age. I got started a lot later in life than she did. There's no limit to what you're going to do, Elise. It's amazing to watch you. I look at her. I mean, look at her virtual screen. She's got
Oh, thank
her
you.
virtual assistant and coach. Everything's right up there. You know, talk about a nice advertisement when she's on a Zoom call. And here, I've got my, fake coffee shop behind me. I'm sitting in my kitchen for those of you. For those of you that know me or don't know me, I'm in my kitchen because I've rented out all my rooms in my house. I run a guest house, and so I've rented out all the other rooms where my office used to be, and my office is now in my kitchen. So it's all good. It's all good. So Elise, thank you. I appreciate you sharing. I love that. It's fun to watch her grow and see all the things that she's doing. Yes, I love that. Kelly put over in our chat that her program is called Balanced Bites, helping people overcome emotional eating. Kelly, that's great. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, and again, did you put in there how we can connect with you, by the way?
I did. I put my my website is just my name, and I did put that in there to everyone.
Okay, good.
KellyYoung.com.
Very good. Oh,
So
there it
yeah.
is. Okay. Very good. I love that. Yeah. All right. Who else wants to share? I think we've been around the room except for Christy and Sherry. Christy or Sherry, I've got it tapped in where you can chat with us. You can just unmute and share. Do either of you want to share? Can you hear me? They could be both declined to come up, so they could be multitasking. All right. So, Christy and Sherry, if you decide you want to, just jump in. I'm going to share my screen for just a moment, and I've got like tons of tabs open because I'm in the middle of the magazine. So bear with me. This is our meetup group, and I want to show you that first. And Kelly, I think this is where you found us, is in the meetup. So this is the meetup group, and what it does is it tells a little bit about what we're about. And you can see here where I am the host, and the co-host is Carmela and Ruth, which both of those are on the call today. And we go through this four-step process on reconnecting, impacting, and it's called Storify, which means it's time to craft your story and then elevate. And what that means is once we're putting together our story, and we want to have connections over coffee, which is the name of the group, we want to reconnect with who we are, not just with folks in our world, but with who we are. And I don't know about you, but a lot of the years that I worked in corporate America, and then I created my own business, and I basically created a job for myself. And as long as I showed up and worked every day, I got paid. And so it was during the time that I had my own business, my own brick and mortar business. It was the salon business, for those of you that maybe don't know me. While I was working there, I realized that I really enjoyed mentoring and coaching and teaching. And a lot of my clients, when I finally made the decision I was going to retire and I told them that I was going to retire, they were panicked. They're like, who are we going to go to for advice? And I'm like, yeah, but I'm a nail tech. I'm doing your nails. They're like, oh, heck with the nails. We just need your advice. And so anyway, I realized that that was kind of one of my sweet spots. One of my superpowers was making them realize that they could do this thing, whatever it was they wanted to do. And so I had to reconnect with who I was. And so when I did retire, I had to make a decision. Since I was going to recreate myself anyway, what did I want to recreate myself as? You know, what was my message? What was my passion? And so once I made those decisions and started down that path, then I had to figure out how was I going to make an impact on the world. And so I knew that I had to create some ways to make impacts, but by wanting to make some impacts, I also had to tell my story. And so I had to storify or tell my story so that folks could relate to me. Because for those of you that are listening, I do want to say that your storytelling is your marketing. And I'll say that again, your storytelling is your marketing. Because you can come in and say, oh, I think you should buy this. And everybody's like, yeah, okay, well, I see stuff to buy all day long. But if you come in and say, let me tell you a story, and this is what happened, and here's how this thing helped someone, then everybody is like, oh my gosh, my aunt could use that, or my brother needs that, or I need that. And so they connect with you because of your story. And then how to elevate. And I try to elevate everyone that I come in contact with because everybody is so important. Their message is important. They are important. Their lives are important. And so I try to elevate everyone that I connect with to make a positive change. Because the more positive they think about themselves, then the more they're going to reconnect with who they are and make their impact and create their story. So that's what we're all about on Connections Over Coffee, is just trying to be authentic. There is a book called Rise, and it's Your Time to Rise, and it talks about these four elements. But it also then takes it a step further, where you can start to make an impact to your local community, statewide, nationwide, and even internationally, by creating programs that can give. And so at the end of the day, we want to be able to give back, to make the world a better place. And I had the opportunity to actually write the foreword for the book Rise. And there's a link right there in our meetup where you can see the book if you want. And then, of course, our Zoom registration is there, our Facebook group is there. And since you're on the call today, you get to meet all of us. So anyhow, so that's where a lot of folks are finding us, is on the meetup. But then when you go over to the Kathy Benner International Academy, which is also kathybenner.com, when you go there, you will see all the tabs. And when you scroll down, you will see this networking and connecting tab. And then when you click on that tab, it actually brings you to our free replays. And there is that roster, so that you can connect with folks that are in the group. So, for example, if you've met someone in the group and you think, oh, they'd make a great guest on my podcast, or maybe you're in the group and you're thinking, oh, I really want to learn more about what this other girl was doing, or how she did that, or how she figured that out, you can connect. So it's up to you if you want to connect. I just need to have a way for folks to connect with you. You don't have to. It's just an option if you want to. And so when I go back to the meetup again, and we talked about the Reconnect, Impact, Storify, today we want to talk about Elevate. So I'm going to stop sharing my screen once I bring up that topic, and I'll tell you what that means to me. You can elevate each other, and it's a win-win. And here's why. All of us, from sharing today, I have realized that we all have something that we're bringing to the table, a message, a book, a seminar, a masterclass, a business. There's something that we're all bringing to the table. And so when we do that, oftentimes our audience is not that big, okay? But we might know someone else that has a bigger audience. And so all I'm saying is to elevate not only yourself, but to elevate the other person, is you can align yourself with someone else that's in your lane that has the same audience as you, but be careful not to maybe pick somebody that does the exact same thing, because then they might feel like you're trying to steal their audience. You don't want to steal their audience, you want to borrow their audience. But they in turn are going to borrow yours. And so, for example, and I'm going to use Linda as an example, because we did this just recently in my Build a Better Business program and how to create master classes and masterminds and that sort of thing. Linda came on and actually did her program right along with my program. And what happened was, is that she was borrowing my audience. See, she could talk about what she was putting together. And folks were there for the Build a Better Business. And then Linda was giving an example on this is what a mastermind might look like, but she was using her material. And so what happens is that several of us on this call were on that particular call, and they were like, oh my gosh, Linda, your message is so important. I do need to connect with you. So what it did is it actually elevated my business, but it elevated hers too. And so another example, and I'll give this, and Ruth has been there, Sherry has been there. Ruth is a published author, Sherry is a published author. I started connecting with a gal in South Florida. Many of you know who she is. And I started connecting with her, and I just started serving her the best I could with nothing expected in return. I just showed up to serve, and I'm still serving her. As a matter of fact, that's where I'm flying out to this week. And I'm going a day early so that I can serve, so that I can show up I'm going to help set up the conference. I'm going to help with all of the vendor tables. I'm going to help with all of the goodie bags. I'm going to do whatever I can to try and help and make her conference the best conference that it possibly can be. And I'm not expecting anything in return. But on the other hand, she realizes that I'm there to try to help her. And so she's gonna, I actually get to be on one of the panels that's doing the speaking at her seminar. And so everyone in the room is gonna get to know who I am and what it is that I do. So it's a win-win. So not only am I borrowing her audience, but here I am talking to you about her. So in another sense, she's borrowing my audience. And so anyway, that's how it works, is that once you can align yourself with someone that might have the same type of audience that you're looking for, I like to teach over in my Build a Better Business course that I want you to pick five of those kinds of folks that you could come alongside and serve. And then just start looking at how you can serve. Maybe you can be the person to donate coffee for their once a month morning meeting. Maybe you can be the person to help direct people leave, even in from the parking lot. To if they're in a library somewhere and nobody knows where the room is, maybe you could stand out front and be the greeter. There's just all kinds of ways that you can serve. Don't think that they don't notice. They will notice you. And once they notice you, they will then highlight you in front of their group. And that's how you get noticed in these other groups, is by serving. And so don't, I also had a gal not too long ago, she asked me, she goes, well, if I'm doing a master class or I'm out serving somebody else or I'm doing some things to try to help serve, well, how much should I give away? And I'm here to tell you, on all of your businesses, whatever it is that you're doing, you could tie it up in a box with a bow and say, here is everything I know. I'm going to give it to you. I'm just going to give it to you. And 80% or 90% of the people are going to put that on a shelf and never open it. Now, they have good intentions. They'll say, oh, someday I really need to look at that program, or oh, this is really what I need. And so they're not going to steal your stuff. They're not even going to open it. They have good intentions and they're good people. They just never get it. Life gets in the way. And so don't be afraid that you're going to give away your stuff. And if somebody does try to steal some of your ideas, I there's still karma. It'll come, what goes around comes around. But what I'm here to tell you is that whatever you need, you have to give. Whatever you need, you have to give. If you need money, you have to give money. If you need time, you have to give time. If you, we've all heard this one. If you need a friend, you have to be a friend. But it starts with you. And so many folks get into a victim type mindset where they think, well, I'm here all alone and none of my friends ever come around. Well, are you reaching out? Are you making an effort? Maybe it's you. Maybe it's not them. Maybe it's you. And I'll tell you, and with Linda's program on her legacy of love, we're talking about, folks passing away. I had a girlfriend who not too long ago, her husband passed away. And so I just continued to reach out. And every about a couple of times a week, I would just send her a text, hey, I'm thinking about you. Is there anything you need? How can I help? Are you doing okay? And she circled back around to me after about 6 months, and I didn't really hear a lot from her, so I didn't know if it was landing. I trusted that it was received in the way I intended it. And about 6 months goes by, and she says to me, she said, she said only two people reached out to me that entire time, and she said you were one of the two, and she said and the other one was my mom. And she said, where were all our friends that knew us as a couple? She said, didn't hear from any of them. Didn't hear from any of them. And so sometimes you have to make the effort, because she wasn't in any mindset to make the effort. She just lost her husband. She was, and for any of you here who have lost a loved one, you know that you're kind of in the soup for a while. You've got a bunch of stuff you got to do, and stuff keeps coming at you, and you got stuff you got to figure out. And you really don't have time. And but yet you're not really taking care of yourself and you're really not connecting on that deep level with friends. And so I think all of us need to simply be aware. Like Debbie is so aware of what's going on, with her friend there that's injured. Debbie's very aware of that. And thank goodness for friends like Debbie, because we all need that. And we all can be that friend if we just make the decision to be. And so I want to go around and talk a little bit about this elevating and giving. And I'll start by just sharing again that I'm off this week to South Florida. And I just told Wendy, for those of you that know Wendy, I just told Wendy, I said, I'm going to be there. I'm going to do whatever you need for your conference. And I said, I'm bringing Mark. And I said, and we've already made the decision that I get to tell Mark what to do. And for those of you that know Mark, know that I don't get to do that very often, but I get to tell Mark what to do on this one because Mark says, I'm just going to be there. He said, just tell me how to dress. Tell me what time to be there. Tell me what to do. And I said, okay. And so that's what we're doing as a couple to serve Wendy, to try to make her event the best event possible. And she's got some other volunteers as well. It's not just me, but I am making the decision that I'm going to be there to just serve over the top and not worry about what's in it for me, because it's not about me. This is all about her and her event, and she's a little stressed. And so that's how we're going to try to elevate Wendy this coming Saturday. And I'm going to go early to do that. I'm flying in on Thursday. And so then I'll be there to help set up and sell books and whatever she needs. Last time I was there, and I don't know if Ruth remembers that, maybe Sherry. Last time, no, I think it was Sherry. Last time I was there, Wendy had bought these new pair of shoes, high heel shoes, and she wasn't wearing any nylons. She had this great dress on, and she's wearing these beautiful high heel shoes, and they were giving her blisters on the back of her heel to where she couldn't hardly walk in those shoes, and she hadn't brought any other shoes. And I could tell she was having trouble. And I said, what, how can I help? She said, if I just had some Band-Aids. I remember I left the hotel to go buy Band-Aids for her high heel shoes. So she had these great shoes for this event. So yeah, it sometimes it's just a little thing. It doesn't have to be a big thing. Nobody had any Band-Aids in their purse. So I was running down the street to the drugstore to get Band-Aids. So anyway, who else wants to share? How can you help elevate or support or serve someone else? What can you do? And Linda, I think I'm going to jump over to you only because you had posted in the in the chat about a powerful story and about being supportive. What how can you elevate and what would have helped you when you were struggling?
After the loss of my husband,
Yes.
you know what? It really was a wasteland for me. People really do disappear. And they feel like when they show up at the funeral or the memorial, hearts are full, they're giving hugs, and they may mean well about staying in touch, but everybody's lives are busy. And I was very, very alone during the time that my husband's health was declining and very alone after he passed. I had someone who was his caseworker for his health care, and she literally brought soup to my door, but like no one else did. It was really something.
And we don't realize that because we just make the assumption sometimes, I think, that the family is going to be there and rally around this person. And I don't think sometimes that we realize that that doesn't always happen.
And sometimes even family, like if the illness or the passing triggers their fears, a lot of times they get real scarce because it's too big and scary for them.
And
Like they don't.
the spouse, you're kind of in the soup whether you want to be or not.
Oh, there's no choice. I mean,
Yeah, you don't get to decide. You're just there.
Heck no.
I get it. I get it. Yeah, that's a tough one. In your business, Linda, is there a way that you're using this idea of elevating and supporting and serving? Is there a way that you're using that to build your business?
I have friendships with people who are in various industries. They may be very adjacent, like say an estate planning attorney, or it could be someone like you, Kathy, where we're like very growth oriented, and we each of us has like a Swiss Army knife of tools that we can help people with in so many ways. You and I are so similar in that way. And I appreciate your opening your speaking podium, as it were, to me from time to time to share some things. And yeah, anytime we can support and elevate another person, it's an opportunity to help them. And as you say, it does come back around. Even on this trip I was on, this past week, if anybody who has gone to an industry event knows that even the quote groovy discounted price isn't that affordable, and a lot of times people will pal up in rooms together just to split the cost. And this was my term at that first time at that convention, so I was happy to have some guides. I was actually serving my roommates, because like the last one who hasn't gotten out of their street clothes is the one that goes to the front desk to get more things. And so I was running down to get more blankets or more towels or whatever, and I was the one with extra phone numbers and texting them back and forth to people. And it was just a way of serving and making some parts of the experience more smooth for my companions in the areas that were in my sphere of how I operate, with some of my organizational skills. And you know how I am with tech. Like I had the links at my fingertips, et cetera, and could provide them instantly.
Yep, that's all in your wheelhouse, and so that's an easy place for you to serve. And so I think a lot of us, we all have those superpowers and whatever they are, and we start to realize what it is that we're kind of good at. And I didn't say what you liked, it's what you're good at. There's a lot of things we're good at that maybe we wouldn't choose, but if we're good at it, a lot of times that's the easy place for us to serve because we're good at something. And I have a background in hotel management. And so fast forward, I now run a bed and breakfast out of my house, but I had a background in hotel management. And so it's easy for me when I get to Wendy's event to help with vendor tables and a registration and, because that's kind of my background is getting all that set up. So that's why I just jumped right in to help because it's in my wheelhouse, just like Linda's tech is in her wheelhouse. So
And
great share, Linda.
what a blessing you are to friends who are putting on events. And I try to do that as well, because it really does lighten the load. If you think about an event that you've run and you were like, what I wouldn't give for a person to just be my right hand or just do pick up the slack in a couple little ways, like those Band-Aids, even though in the scheme of the world, a Band-Aid is nothing, in the scheme of a speaker and event organizer whose feet are killing her, that is huge what you did.
Well, and I knew it was going to be huge because she didn't want to run around barefoot last year and she had to be up on stage. And so I thought, once those shoes come off, she'll never put them back on. Because by this time, her heels were starting to actually bleed from the blisters. Yeah,
My
that's how
goodness.
bad it was. And she said never again would she buy new shoes like the day before and try to wear them all day the next day.
And we
So
have,
I
yeah, and as women, we choose between looking great, oh, those are pretty, versus what you can actually walk in without hobbling, you know?
Right, exactly. So anyway, So great share, Linda. Thank you. Anyone else want to share? How can you elevate and make a difference in your business, but you don't go in thinking this is going to make a difference. What is it that you can do, or who can you help serve that what actually comes back to you is helpful? Anyone else?
I share.
Okay, Elise, yes.
So the way that I feel like giving back and making sure that I'm still helping those who need me is my giveaway every month. So giving away a website or a service, it just allows me to one, get the service done for someone who might need it. And in return, I mean, I'm already helping them. So giving one service away, like it doesn't change my bottom line. So I guess it's also just that giving in the hopes of this person's going to get something out of it, and yeah, that means something to me.
Well, and the other side of that coin is I think you can write that off as an advertisement expense, that donation that you're giving. Because by you putting that out there, website by Elise, that actually becomes an advertising tool for you. So again, it's a win-win because not only can you help them launch their business, but now it's kind of like it's your superpower. You now have some free advertising that you still get to deduct off of your income. So it's a win-win. I love it. And again, I donate a portion of all of my mastermind members. My mastermind site's $25 a month and you get everything in the academy, but I take a portion of that and I donate it around the world for fresh water and trees and education and all of that. And that becomes a tax deduction for me because it's all donated through a nonprofit. And so that in turn becomes a tax deduction for my business. So it's a win-win. Anyone else? Yes, Kelly.
So my goal, my most recent goal is, which is I'm not at the level it sounds like that you guys are, but this week my goal is to begin my intro, like an intro video for a YouTube channel that I'm calling Creative Connections. I started for my own just therapy. I started doing kind of making greeting cards and things like that. And I
Okay.
decided for a YouTube channel, I was going to do like an intro of like how I got started and then do like a card. And then at the end of that, I'm going to do some sort of like a coaching like piece to that and how it related to like that component of the like getting started, because it has definitely been an experience learning how to do greeting cards. I thought, oh, it'll just be so easy. It's not easy for me anyways. And so I just thought it would be interesting to kind of start that like from scratch, because there were no videos out there I mean, there were some, but like not to like what I needed from like ground zero of, what to do. And I thought, well, I could do that. And a lot of people have YouTube videos, and I thought, well, maybe this will help someone get started in that. But then at the end of it, I kind of I want to like apply it to like a life lesson with regard to just
I
the
love
kind
that
of life
idea.
coaching team.
Yeah, I love that idea. Now, my question to you though is, do you have an idea or a vision on where you're going to send them if they want more? Do you have, I mean, on your website, are you going to do any type of master classes on your coaching or like Linda does, her mastermind and on her Legacy of Love, but she's also now putting together a master class, which is just a shorter version of her material. Are you planning anything like that, a place to send them?
Well, so yes, I was probably going to just say like send them like if to start to just do like a single coach class or a single something. But I do want to start to create classes and create content for them. I want to do I mean, I have a lot of goals, but I'm a very like if I start saying like all of these things, then I will fail. Like I will stop myself. Like I'll get overwhelmed. So I just thought I'll do the video, and then whatever interest that garners, I do have the website, and I have like three places. It's like we can do one-on-one coaching, or like a If you wanted to do like a long-term session, we could do that. But so I have a place to direct them. I'm kind of getting that together too.
Okay.
But that was kind of my like free content, if you will. Like I just kind of wanted to get people thinking about things like that to where they could use daily concepts of success that they wouldn't think about to apply to just other areas of challenge in life.
I love that. I love where you're going with that because you're there, you're serving, you're helping, and I love the whole idea of the flavor of your coaching. Yeah, I think it's very needed. I think your message is very important, and everyone on this call's heard me say this before. Your tribe will find you.
That's what I'm
Yeah.
hoping.
Yeah, they will find you. Yep. You just have to put yourself out there on a systematic way. One of the things I like to do is I like to put something out there for a year, and I just make the decision. And back in my sales days, I used to train my sales reps to do this. I go, you've got to put on your visionary hat on Sunday and create your vision. But then on Monday, you have to take your visionary hat off and you have to put your employee hat on because now you're the employee that's going to implement the vision. And what happens is that sometimes we keep our visionary hat on too long and we never implement, or we're always in the trenches implementing stuff and we never take time to put the visionary hat back on. So you have to have a schedule where you can put your visionary hat on. I like to do mine on Sundays. And that way, then I decide on a Sunday, well, my employee needs to post on social media every day. They need to do a blog post that week. They need to have at least one master class and one podcast. And then on Monday, I put my employee hat on and I make those things happen.
Okay,
I'm
I
not
like
worried
that.
about the vision at that point. I'm just implementing the vision that I had on Sunday. I'm implementing it Monday through Friday. And then I'm trying again for you gals that are, and Linda and I have talked about this too. Sometimes your work and your downtime, they merge together, and you have to have some downtime. You have to, and Ruth and I've talked about this a lot too. You've got to have that self-care. You've got to take that time to rejuvenate. And so I'm very good at, come 5 or 6 o'clock, whenever Mark comes through the door between 5 and 6, I'm then done for the evening. I don't go back to the computer and, work until 2 in the morning or whatever. And I make that time all about him and us and, what are we having for dinner and are we going to take a walk and, that sort of thing. And I just have that downtime. Because again, you can get caught up. When you do get excited about something, about those visions, you can get caught up and just kind of not have that self-care that you need. So be sure you add that in. But anyway, in those three categories, if you can have, I'm the visionary, and then I'm the employee, and now I'm like the person at home not working. If you can just be sure and wear those three hats every week, I think, and then just say, I'm going to do this for a year, and then I'm going to test and measure. And I'm going to see, did this work for me? What do I need to adjust? Now, if something jumps out at you before a year that's really not working, then you don't have to wait a year to adjust it. But if you get into a routine and you're thinking, is this really working? Are people really tapping in? Are they really connecting? Is my tribe finding me? And if after 12 months they're not, then you might have to ask yourself, what can I change up? You don't have to throw the whole plan out and start over. You can just say, where is my tribe hanging out that I'm not getting my message in front of them? What could I change up? What is totally not getting me any numbers that I can leave behind? And what can I then add for the next year to see if I'm going to get better results? And you just have to kind of test and measure that. Now, I know Elise has done that several times because she started off, she had, this is what I'm going to do. And but then as she started, she got more clarity on several areas. She got more clarity on what she liked versus what she didn't like. She got more clarity on what folks needed, and she got more clarity on what she was getting more return from and more where, where people were finding her. And so you have to start, then you'll get clarity, but just don't forget to wear all the different hats. Yes, Elise just said action brings clarity. Absolutely. Action first, clarity second. So, and we've all been there. And I'm still adjusting. Yeah, I'm still adjusting. Yeah. Anyone else want to share? Kelly, thank you so much for that. We'll do one more. It's a little bit after one. Anyone else want to share? One more. Ruth.
I'm not really sure what's going to come out of my mouth. I tell you guys that sometimes, and literally that's what happens. And I don't think I really have a structured way. I haven't found somebody that I really feel like you found with Wendy, that I want to connect with. I think there's people out there. I just haven't found who that is. I think one of my ways, though, that I do is always looking at somebody through their potential. And seeing where they could thrive, where they could really go forward. And then being that bright light for them, giving them the support that they believe in themselves, even through me at first, until they can believe it on their own.
That's powerful, Ruth. So I don't know if any of you have had someone in your life like that just really believed in you and it made you hang in there because somebody else believed in you. Hopefully that started with maybe our parents or maybe a teacher. Sometimes it's not a big phrase. Sometimes it's just a little phrase that makes a huge difference. And I know for me, when I see any entrepreneur out there, I know that it's hard. I know it's hard work. And what you see on the surface, we've all seen that diagram of the big mountain and the water, and we see the little tip coming out, and that's what most people see. But it's all of that work underwater that nobody else sees. That's what the entrepreneur is really going through, building a business, is all that other stuff, getting the website, getting their name, writing their programs, testing and measuring, and it's all that stuff that nobody else sees. And so I think what happens is sometimes they look in the mirror and they go, is it really worth all this work? I'm not sure that anybody really can appreciate all the work that I'm putting in. So whenever I see an entrepreneur, and because I am one and I know what goes on behind the scenes, I always like to tell them their hard work does not go unnoticed. Because sometimes they feel like their hard work is unnoticed. And so I never fail to take the opportunity to tell them that their hard work does not go unnoticed. And I've had so many entrepreneurs come back to me and say, you're the only person that I feel really gets me because I have said that to them. And so sometimes it's just a comment or two that you can make that really encourages someone and you can really lift them up when they're feeling like they want to throw in the towel. So, yes, Ruth, thank you so much for sharing that. So, we have everybody's contact information. I now have Kelly's. I just want to say, Kelly, thank you so much for joining us today. I appreciate everybody being here. And go to the KathyBenner.com, check out the roster if you want to connect with each other. If you're doing any kind of podcasting or interviewing and you're needing guests, we're there. Also in the KathyBenner.com, we have a whole speakers cabinet. Don't forget to check that out. The speakers cabinet will actually give you a little bit of history on each person, and also a way to connect with them where you can just click through and connect directly. I don't make the connections. I simply, as a free gift, whenever we have a speaker on any of our programs, we just give them a spot in the speakers cabinet to, again, to help elevate them. And what their message is and what they're doing. And so none of the bookings come through me. It's just basically a roster again of speakers that are looking for speaking gigs. And it's a way that you can connect directly with them and then add them to your schedule, however you want to do that. Any last comments before we go? I just want to say I appreciate everybody. I'm off to South Florida. I expect the weather to be good, and I hope my outfit that I ordered comes in time before my plane leaves. It's not here yet. I ordered a pantsuit because we're all supposed to be in Navy, and I don't have anything Navy. So I ordered something, and it says it's shipped, but it hasn't arrived yet. So I'm hoping it comes tomorrow. Any last comments from anyone?
If
Elise.
anyone would like a virtual background, feel free to send me your information and I'll make you a quick one over in Canva and then I can send you the video on how to upload it. Would love to help you out with that. So you can email
Very,
me or send me a text.
very nice. Very nice. And if Elise is not in our roster, I'll make sure she's there. I think you're already there, but I won't look right now, but I will after the call's over, and I'll make sure that you're in the roster. So if anybody wants to get her information from there, it'll be there. Anyone else?
I just had a quick comment.
Yes.
When Carmela was speaking at the beginning about being so busy, and it's so easy for us to say yes to all the good things, but there's a few little things that come to my mind. One is don't let the good be the enemy of the best. And there is a short book or blog article by a guy named Derek Sivers, Siverss. And the name of the book, and forgive me, this is the title, Hell Yeah or No. So if it's not a hell yeah, then if your body isn't giving you a full body yes, consider saying no. And that leaves more room in your psyche, your energy, and your physical schedule to have room for those amazing opportunities that are the really God-sent opportunities for you to do what you're really here to do, and not be frittering time with also ran kind of stuff. So I just wanted to throw that out there for everyone's consideration.
Yes, great point. Yes, I love that, Linda. Thank you for that. Yeah, that's a good point. Anyone else?
Linda, that was really good because that's my struggle. Kathy knows as
I
well.
know.
And I've been working on it because sometimes I put myself on the back burner and things that I need and want to get done. And then my husband hears my frustration and he's like, "Why do you do it?" And I'm like, "I don't know. I don't want to hurt someone's feelings." But a lot of times, you just have to. It's like, "I'm sorry. I don't have that in my schedule to do right now."
Nope, I get it. I get it. And I know Carmela personally, on and off this call. And yeah, she's such a help to everyone. She's always there, ready to serve. And yeah, sometimes it is a lot. I get it.
Yeah, I heard a woman who does a lot say she had a little sentence that she used, and it was something like, "My heart wants to say yes, but the reality of my schedule is that I must say no."
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, because I mean, we want to be helpful, we want to be kind. Yeah, and it was something like that. My heart wants to say yes, but the reality of my schedule is that I must say no. And the key for all of us, especially if you have big people-pleasing tendencies, is don't say no because you're opening the door for them to try to knock down your objections one by one. Because if you say, "Oh, I can't this week," oh, well, in their mind, maybe you can do it next week or next month, and they're going to keep hammering at you. So don't even give a reason. You're asking for trouble.
That's key.
Good advice, Linda. Good
And
advice for all of us.
Debbie was asking for the name. I'm assuming you're asking the name of the guy. It's Derek, I think Derek. And his last name is Siverss. And his website is Siver dot, no, Sive dot RS. Somewhere there's a domain ending instead of dot com that's dot RS. So that's what he did. Sive dot RS. And you can find all of his stuff.
I love it.
Thank you. What was the name of the book?
Hell yeah or no.
Ah,
Carmela found
you found it
it.
already. I love it.
Amazon has it in paperback for $11.49.
Even if you just use that as like a decision filter, that phrase, a lot of times that can help you clarify whether you should get involved or not.
And again, it doesn't mean that it's a bad thing that you're saying no to. It just means that it's not for you at the moment.
And there's an actual opportunity cost. Every time you say yes to something, that's taking up bandwidth for you that removes the possibility of doing something else even more amazing or impactful.
Yes.
I
Ruth, did
want
you have a
to,
comment?
yeah, and I want to go a different direction in that sometimes we feel like we have to say yes because nobody else, we don't think anybody else will do it. And you're taking that opportunity away from somebody else.
Yes,
If
ma'am.
you say no, more than likely it's going to get done. So let somebody else have that opportunity that it's theirs to do.
So valid. And I mean, the people who tend to be leaders in an organization take on and take on and take on. It's our job to groom the next upcoming leaders.
Right. Yeah. If you just roll up your sleeves and do it, then there's no one to step into your shoes.
And a lot of people have the mentality is, if I want it done right, I've got to do it myself.
Yeah.
Now, Debbie, funny you should say that because when I was in the salon business, I would fold the towels and put them in the cupboard because I wanted the fold just to be facing out so that when a stylist went in for five towels, she didn't pull like the whole thing out accidentally and then have to put them back in there. And so if somebody else did the towels, yes, ladies, I would wait until after hours and I would go fix them. And I finally had to look at myself in the mirror and say, in the scheme of things, does it really matter which way the towels are in the cupboard? And I had to
No.
say, it's okay if some towels fall out when a stylist goes to get some towels. They'll figure it out. But
Yes.
I would stay late and fix those towels. I did that for the first year I had a salon. And finally, I looked at myself in the mirror and said, Kathy, what are you doing? Nobody else was worried about it, just me. So, yeah, sometimes it's okay for it not to be perfect. It's okay. It's okay for somebody else to do it their way. It's okay.
And you know
I think
what?
you,
Yeah,
oh, go
go
ahead,
ahead.
Linda.
Go ahead.
I was just thinking that all of us should take a look and say, where am I being too much a perfectionist? And what can I let go?
Oh, we didn't say we were getting this deep in this call, ladies. Wait a minute. We're doing personal reflection. We're talking. We're going a
Are
little further here
we
now.
stepping on your toes, Elise?
We just saw moving some toenails out here. Gracious.
We've gone to meddling now, huh?
Or if you don't like that one, then go more back to the other one. Where do I need to say no? And I think that's our action step. We've now taken off that visionary hat, or we've put the visionary hat on, and we said, okay, what action steps do the employee needs to take? I'm going to head out.
I love it. All right, ladies, this has been a great call. Again, go get the replay. Check out the roster if you need to connect with somebody or want to connect with somebody that's been on the call. And we will see everyone next time. So thanks for being with us today. Talk to you soon. Take
Bye.
care. Bye.
Bye.
Safe trip.
Thank you.